Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oh man, finally back to two episodes a week.
Yeah, we're putting in the work.
We're always working here.
Yep, we're cooking.
At the worst fans place.
Kitchen. We should open it.
We should. What would we call it?
T&J's.
Okay.
T&J's Food Emporium.
Nice. It'd be like T&A, like tits and ass, but what's T&A or T&J mean? Like tits and what?
Jews.
Okay, all right. So it's a deli. We're going to open a deli. Okay, that's cool.
Just make the matzo ball just like mama used to.
We got pastrami. Hey, man. Speaking of happy Jews. Paul Goldschmidt had some hits. That's a reach, but that worked, I think.
Yeah. He's like a born-again Christian, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he renounced, and he became one of these fucking Christ lovers.
There's a...
Ew.
There's a guy in one of the episodes of Curb last season where he was a Jew for Jesus. So he was like... He's like...
A turncoat?
He's like, culturally, I am Jewish, but like I'm a Christian now. So, and that guy is insufferable.
Absolute turncoat.
Yep.
Folks, 2 days ago, or I guess 2 days yesterday, we were so not back. We had never been so not back in our life.
We had never been less back.
Never been less back ever. And then today, Josh, we are so back.
We're so back. We're still under 500, but we're back.
We're back. We won a series after losing four games in a row.
Yeah.
That's how you turn it around.
Against a good team.
Against a good team that beat us up earlier.
Yeah, and...
Got revenge on that son of a bitch, Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah.
For betraying us.
The front office is instigating Jim Crow laws and sending down people who probably don't need to be sent down.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a stretch, but, I mean, that is the big news. Jordan Walker got optioned to Memphis. We brought up...
John King.
John King's back again. We also sent down Zach Thompson, who was awful in that 14-1 loss we had.
Not going to be good.
Yeah, Matt's hasn't been... good this past couple of starts. He was really solid, like starts in last year in the first couple, but he's been he sucked lately. Mattson Thompson came in, pitched like a combined six or seven innings, gave up 14 runs. Nick Robertson made his debut. He was one of the call-ups when Pallante and VS2 got sent down. He pitched two scoreless frames, so good for Nicky Robs.
Oh, you're out of the park baseball hero.
He is, man. He is always he's always a guy I pick up because I can get him cheap. But yeah, Walker, Thompson go down. We have Jose Fermin and John King taking their place. I guess the jokes write themselves with Walker going down. I guess like now we can finally play Wilson in the outfield like we planned to do last year.
Oh, dude.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it needed to be done. I mean, you could just keep him on the club and let him hit his way through it and figure it out. He was repeating some of the patterns that that got him sent down first last year in terms of ground ball rate. But, yeah, he needs to be pulling the ball, hitting in the air.
Which is weird. Maybe this is a mechanics question, but I always see guys that are, like, really big and tall as easier. Like, it's easier for them to elevate the ball, put it in the air.
Sure, yeah.
Is there something to that, or am I just going back?
I mean, if you're a pitcher and you want to throw the ball to get it above his swing plane, I mean, you have to throw the ball higher, and that's probably harder to do, I'd assume.
Yeah, I just think of, like, Vladimir Guerrero. He was a big fucking tall-ass guy, and he would just go down and get shit.
I think it genuinely just goes to, mean, guys that are that large are just, they hit the ball harder. I mean, it's just all, I mean, Jose Altuve is, you know, the size of a puppy, and he's
smaller than Nick.
He is the only baseball player smaller than Nick. And, you know, he elevates the ball and pulls the ball and hits homers. So I think it's just a strength question after that point.
Yeah.
I mean, Walker had a 259 slugging, like, yeah, sure, makes sense. I think it's just kind of part of this, I would say, organizational malfeasance when it comes to developing players. I mean, I think this predates this year, obviously. I think it goes probably as early as 2019. I think it goes with Dylan Carlson's development. Liberatore's, I would say, as well, and pretty much any of the guys that lost their 2020 season. I don't think we should have started Walker up here last year, and we should have gave him time to develop more. But, I mean, he hit so well. And, you know, this is just the growing pains of just a young star. So he's 21. This isn't like if he was, you know, if he was Burleson's age getting sent down. So, I don't know, probably spend a month down there, get his swing corrected, come up, and start hitting, I hope.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
They really kind of fucked up the development of our best people, it seems like.
Well, yeah, because they're, one, making the guy learn a new position on the fly. I mean...
With him, we can't... Victor Scott, I think, is...
Way too rushed. I mean...
No ABs down in AAA. Like... Best prospects are in double A, and then, but there is a gap. Like, you're hitting double A pitching. You're not hitting big league ready pitching. Yeah. You're hitting best prospect pitching. And then when you go to triple A, you're hitting big league caliber pitching at that point. Like, pretty close, sorry.
The only thing that proves that double A is if you're, like, going up against Justin Verlander on a rehab assignment.
Like, yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, he's taking this guy yard. Okay. Yeah, he might be ready.
Man, yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I get why they did it. I don't have to like it. like it just sucks for him to go down. You know, if he started hitting recently in the series, you know, I'd probably say he's still, you know, he buys himself a series at a time. I mean, Gorman and Goldie seem to be getting out of their cold streaks. Goldie's had a couple multi-hit games. He had a home run the first game of the series.
The one game I don't start him in fantasy.
The one game you don't start him, yeah. I'm having a great week against you, yeah. So I appreciate your bad luck in this one. I forgot to start a first baseman today, and then it didn't matter because – well, actually, no, the one that was the most luck, Michael King started for me, got me negative 11 points. But I have Logan Webb, who got me like 30 points. So I'm like, oh, well. But yeah, hey, I'll take that shit. Why not?
Yeah, Michael Wacha and
well, they eat a dick for you today.
Yesterday he did. And then who's the guy who pitched well against us on the A's? Black something.
Blackburn. Yeah, Blackburn. Paul Blackburn.
Yeah, I just picked him up as a flyer because he had two really good starts, and then he fucking got me negative points.
Yeah, Ketel Marte exited early. Real Muta was his off day today, so I had to start Diaz over at first. Anyway, it's just a mess.
There's one league where like half my outfield is injured because
I've been exploiting that a little bit. So I'm kind of curious how Yahoo's going to make me, because these guys are starting to come off the 7 and 10 day IL and be like, all right, you got to get rid of a guy. Pick someone to kill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, we got outscored by Arizona, but we won 2 out of 3. So that's what matters. Gorman hit a walk-off, which Nick called. I was hanging out with him whenever he did that. And then despite getting blown out 14-1, he got 2 hits and he got hit today. So Gorm seems to be snapping out of it. So, you know, these offensive woes, you know, maybe in the, you know, maybe we can put him in the rearview mirror now. But, I mean, it just sucks that, you know, Walker goes down and we're going to see more Burley at-bats. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't hate that aspect of it as much. I just hate the root cause of this is we rushed him up and we've given him every obstacle that you can give a guy to, you know, fuck with his game and kind of first introduction to the league.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it doesn't seem like all the work he's doing is being appreciated by Cardinals fans.
No,
I'm
kind of curious how they're going to run their lineup, because Siani can't play like every day like he has been because he can't hit. So I'm figuring,
how far away are we from Tommy? I mean, I haven't heard nothing on Tommy.
I haven't heard anything. Like, again, whenever they announce, I'm like, oh, it's going to be like 2 months.
Or Dilly, for that matter.
Carlson was hitting off a tee. He started hitting today, but he hasn't faced live. Same with Carpenter. I think Katie Wu reported they're like a couple weeks away from like a week or two, I think. It's either a week away from facing live pitching or 2 weeks. So they're close. So they'll be back probably within a month. Probably a month tops, I would say.
God, I never thought I'd say I'll be so happy when Dylan Carlson's back on this team.
Yeah, we have a center fielder then.
An actual center fielder.
I'm thinking they need to play Newt Barr in center, put Burleson in left. No, sorry, put Donovan in left and Burleson in right. I mean, I guess it's the combo you go there.
I mean, that's the offensive heavy combo.
I mean, I think it's one they have to, because they can't. Siani's hitting less than 150. So, I mean, he's, you know, Victor Scotting it up, obviously. Yeah. But he's there because, you know, he's a defensive first outfielder. He was great, by the way. He's like top 5 and outs above average. And he's not even, you know, has like half the innings of these guys.
Which, like, hey, I'm cool with having a guy like that on the bench.
Yeah, it's not a problem for it. And Siani's the guy for it. Like, you don't want Scott doing that because he should be a starter.
Yeah.
You know, that would stunt him getting regular ABs. You need a guy like Tito Landrum. Siani.
You do need a guy like Tito Landrum.
Is like Tito Landrum. Tito Landrum, modeling career, fucked a lot, cheated on his wife. I bet Siani can do all three of those.
No.
He has the perfect last name for it.
No, that's true. Now, question, has Siani won a horseshoe throwing competition?
I don't know.
Tito Landrum has.
Tito Landrum has. Tito Landrum's had buttons with his face on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tito Landrum almost was like 1985 World Series MVP if the Cardinals won it. Is there that or 82? I got to go look at it because he went off.
Hey, speaking of which, you're working on 82.
I know. You caught me working on it. I started working on it at like 11 this morning. I'm like, all right, we got to do some shit.
You worked on it last night too, didn't you?
I only did like a couple series in August, and now I'm right, man. I'm like halfway through September, so I got like 6 or 7 more series. No, probably 8 to notate, and then the season's done, and then I got to finish reading 2 books. That's what I got to do. No, 3. Emperor Has No Clothes, which is a chronicling of the 80s, but I don't have to read the whole thing. Just like the
you've got Bob Forsh's early book. I got you.
Bob Forsh's book. And the 100 Years War on Palestine, I was going to utilize. And then after that.
Sorry, can we just take a second just to acknowledge like the
wide array of there? Yeah. Like if anything.
It's a baseball podcast.
Yeah, if anything, I get to be smarmy and cuntish about like the bibliography that I've put together for this fucking thing. And then I'm going, that's the 3 books. And then the other stuff is going back and reading about the Equal Rights Amendment activists in Illinois who only got like publicity in Chicago and near Metro St. Louis, who did like hunger strikes and stormed like the governor's capital. It was around the time when, you know, the Equal Rights Amendment was, you know, it was a proposal in the 70s to get added to the Constitution. And you know how these process takes for any kind of amendment. That's the reason why we haven't fucking had one since the early 90s. Yeah. But yeah, in Illinois, they had a Republican governor at the time. He said no to that. And all these women didn't like that.
Well, yeah, it's not just, you know, you need a super majority to get an amendment in. You also need, what, 2/3 of the states to ratify?
3/4, actually.
It's 3/4?
Yeah, it's 3/4.
That's what they're... No, in this country, it could be 3/5. Am I right?
Hey! All right.
Hey, we're just addressing our...
You know, like, the process of that makes sense in the, you know, if you're thinking, like, if we're going to add something to this Constitution, we better be really sure. But the problem is, this country's, I would say, political value systems between both parties are so deeply divided and contested that you're not, you could have an amendment proposal that is like, get a blowjob robot for the House and a pussy eating robot too. Like, everyone gets one, right? And they fucking, half the states wouldn't go for it. Who proposed it? Oh, the Democrat? Missouri ain't gonna go for that. Yeah. Can't give them a win.
Like, so. Missouri House, you too will get a pussy eating robot.
It's free. We have this miracle technology that somehow, no, they're just giving it away for free. The robot that sucks you off or eats you out.
It's like the Cash for Clunkers program. You can trade in like an old pussy for a blowjob robot. Like,
yeah, Mark goes up there, he trades in the machine. Yeah. He's got a girlfriend, so I'm going to name you Susan.
Hold hands with the robot walking out.
He's got a girlfriend. He's got a hot girlfriend now, so I guess he did do that. Mark... No, that's good, Josh. Fucking Mark did do the cash for clunkers or whatever.
So, cash for
clunkers. Gash for clunkers. For clunkers. All right. Okay, we're allies here. We like me. We
is
like
gash people. Problematic?
Gash?
Yeah.
If I said to a woman, you have a nice gash, I want to be in your gash. Or are you having gash problems? Like, I'm out here looking for gash. I would say it has the same off-putting effect as cave or sniz.
What about clam?
Or clam. Gash is something you say around the fellas when you're trying to sound like a fucking 1970s plumber, okay? You're not dropping gash on a coffee date. You're not dropping gash in bed after the fifth time you fucked.
I'm gonna try.
You're not dropping gash after 20 years of marriage.
I'm gonna try it this weekend and I will report back.
All right, let me know how you'd be like, can I see? Okay, how should we have you do it? Thing that is gonna happen is your girlfriend's gonna say, what? That's what's gonna happen. So I'm trying to think of a scenario you could drop it on where she doesn't have, where it immediately clicks in your brain what you said and what you meant. And I think you should be somewhere along.
Should it be post or pre-coitus?
I'm thinking like pre, like before the coitus. Be like, I want to, you know, get up in your gash.
Yeah.
Try it around there.
Can I smash your gash?
Go with that. Gash smashing.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, I'm door dashing.
Yeah.
I'll DoorDash some food.
DoorDash some dash and gash.
Dash and gash.
There you go. Let me know how that works out for you, okay? Listeners of the pod, if you have women in your life that you love and respect, try it. Let's see how they like it. Again, hear me out. I'm of the opinion that you use it with the fellas, you know? Same with monkey. Like, when Joey Diaz would refer to pussy as monkey, I would laugh. You refer to your ass as a muffler. I'm like, that's funny. Yeah. I wouldn't say that around, you know, someone I was dating. So,
well, don't know, Tom.
Try it. Just try it. Yeah. Just try it. Just
Maybe
try
that's
it.
What you've been doing wrong this whole time.
No, the more I think about it with my ex, I should have done it because her repulse reaction would have added probably 5 to 10 years onto my life, I think.
Okay.
You know, because after a while, because you're still in this honeymoon phase of, you know, of going out, you run out of shit to talk about after a year. And at that point, you have to make a conscious decision of, you know, living somewhat kind of a really content, boring life, which is safe. At least I thought it was safe. That's the path I choose or chose. Or two, and I recommend this one, is the chaos path, where where you do things to intentionally annoy each other and fuck with each other because it's funny. I 100% recommend
it. I mean, that's kind of what I did to my ex.
That's what, well, I mean, we as fellas do that to each other all the time. All right. Now, and this isn't a women, you know, women can't handle it. It's a spousal thing. It's a love connection. It's a love partner thing.
I mean, like, Ryan wouldn't do this to his husbands.
You know, I'm going to ask him. Yeah. I'm going to ask him that if he does.
Let's
that
see
too.
What Craig and Troy say.
Yeah, Craig and Troy. Yeah. If you're lucky, you find someone who either matches that wavelength with, like, option one, we are happy to be boring and content. Let's enjoy this life in the most calm, relaxing way we can until it expires and we do it together. Or you find someone on wavelength two, which is, I'm going to fuck with him too, and he's going to fuck with me.
The only problem with your premise,
mm-hmm,
is that I don't think you necessarily run out of things to talk about. Like if you're actively, like, you know, reading or watching new things or listening to stuff, there's always something.
No, they get bored. They're like, oh, cool, we fucking read about the Spanish Civil War. I'm like, shit, bitch, fuck. My bad. Let's watch Gilmore Girls again. Let's watch this for the fifth time.
It's a good show.
Ah, Lorelai and Rory, huh? Lorelai's a fucking scattered brain hooer. Rory's a hooer who broke Dean's heart.
Yeah,
it's a good show, though. It's a great show.
I mean,
Sean Gunn is just behaving autistically throughout the whole show.
All right.
He really is. He really is. He is autistic coded. It's good representation.
Sean Gunn, is he the coffee shop owner?
No. That guy, I forgot his name. He was a minor league pitcher. That was Luke. That's Luke.
Luke's cool.
Sean Gunn's the weird guy who's like, I have been. He's Nick. He's Bradshaw. Sean Gunn is Bradshaw on that show. Okay.
So, I don't watch Gilmore Girls since my sister.
Dude, we're going to watch her and fire up some hot cocoa. Yeah, we're going to watch that. Then we're going to watch Supernatural.
Where you lead, I will follow, Tom.
Parks and Rec. Where you lead. When I did stand-up, the guys in Paducah would play walk-up music for comics that came out and did Showcase. So I did a few other. I was like, play Gilmore Girls for me. That's what it is. And they're like, okay, where you lead, I will follow.
Plus, it's anywhere. A good song.
It's a banger, man. It's
automatically
banger.
Gives you, you know, if it's a song you got like a riff on.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great show. Fuck Paris. What a bitch.
Paris did suck. I wear a beret and I'm blonde. I look like a weird mutant turtle.
If Rory had any balls, she would have beat Paris to death with jumper cables. Fucking Paris.
Not hammers.
No. Jumper cables. Rusty jumper cables. Yeah.
Man.
See, we're allies. We're pro horrific violence for bad characters. What other Cardinals baseball podcast has this analysis of early, mid 2000s?
I dream of crucifying
primetime dramas.
Every day I dream of. That's a show I fucking hate.
Frasier?
I fucking hate Frasier.
Yeah.
I hate what's-his-face.
Yeah.
He's fucking ugly.
I need to watch that. I feel like that show is also really autistic-coded. I feel like whenever they would make, like, this guy is weird and quirky, they're like, he's autistic-coded, but we can't say that.
Yeah. Could be on something.
They probably, I mean, today's cinema, today's TV, I mean, that I don't watch at all. They might.
I mean, they basically do that with Sheldon, but they don't ever say it.
Yeah, they're like, check out this fucking
guy. Yeah. He's really smart.
That would be, yeah, the one F bomb they get away with. Check out this fucking guy. They make like face. Lily. There was this old joke, not old joke, but I guess stereotype. I don't even know the term. I'm so stupid. Anyway, when I was going through the education department, there was this little pejorative of like how because special ed programs got, you know, were horribly underfunded and kids were horribly mistreated the entire time. You just stick them in closets, is how it was. I'm like, yeah, that's what, stick them in a janitor's closet. And what? Like, yeah.
The fuck?
I know. And like, part of me is saying, I'm like, I wonder, like, if you go back and you find like an old enough, like, you know, piece of like TV with that, if they have that in there and they just kind of treat it as normal, like, duh. Like, you're just fucking watching Seventh Heaven. They're like, we stuck Billy in the closet. This season, woohoo. Like,
Tom, I just came up with an idea for a movie. Got,
when is it?
It's a closet. And it's kind of.
Does it go to a Narnia?
No. But in this closet,
is it a Stargate?
They stuck a special ed student in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid was a savant. He was the smartest kid that's ever gone through there. But because the program was so underfunded, they just left him unattended in there, treat him really shitty.
They forgot. He's
did like these, did like these horrific things. And then it turns out that he invents time travel. And there are blueprints inside the closet. With all that extra time he had,
he takes revenge on the
people. And the whole movie
did.
Is him just going on adventures and then returning to high school. And then at the beginning, and this is the big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the movie, you realize that that kid is also the janitor because he aged so much time travel.
Dude, I think what you just described is Rick and Morty and Scrubs as well.
Yeah.
And he's hanging out with his grandpa in the closet, and they go to different dimensions. Jesus. Baseball's boring.
Yeah. I feel bad for Sonny Gray. I feel bad for him signing to the shitty fucking franchise.
I mean, you know, he'll... I mean... I think this was, like, the time when things really, really could have got bad was if... After getting their asses kicked yesterday, if they got their asses kicked today, especially with Monty pitching, and shout out Kyle Gibson. Okay. As everyone knows, he keeps the team in the game. Sure, whatever. He's thrown six innings in every start. I think he's got like four quality starts. You know, his ERA doesn't quite do him justice here. Let me take a look because I think he's definitely under five now.
Michaelis is the highest on the team.
His Michaelis sucks. Yeah. Gibson nearly shaved off a full run. He went six innings, one earned. He had two walks, six punch-outs. He has a 4.35 ERA through 31 innings so far and a 1.19 whip. Perfectly acceptable if he can maintain that the whole year. I will,
yeah.
Dude, I will
totally.
Shit. I will eat dog shit if he does. I would love if he can maintain
that. Am I the only one who's getting only excited for starts that are Lance Lynn or Sonny?
Yeah, I feel like Lynn's got some kind of like chaos element to him. Yeah. That I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. And like, Lance Lynn might grab his nuts at the wrong umpire. And he's like, you're out of here, big nut. He's like, me? He's like, no, just your nuts. He has to, oh, damn it. He has to take his nuts off. They eject him. That's what I like. Lance Lynn's funny. Like, did you see what he said? After he got beat to the bag by Corbin Carroll when he was coming off the mound. They had like two lip readings. He called. I don't know if he was saying this to Carroll or someone, but he's a stupid motherfucker. And he called someone else like a bitch-ass motherfucker, too. He is a potty boy. I love him. He's a big dog, man. He's our representation. He's got a big-ass gut. He throws low 90s heat. And we're like, whoa. And he gets it by, and he lives to tell. Let's see another day with it. Like, why... Whatever, man. Good vibes. Let's roll with it.
Guys that I trust in a playoff series.
Bulldog.
If we defy all odds and actually make the playoffs, That is a guy I am happy to have on the fucking mound. I feel good going into that game, assuming he's not going up against, like, another team's ace. Like, he's going up against, like, shit, say we're matching up against, like, the Phillies.
Yeah.
We're going up against Zach Wheeler, not feeling great. Ranger Suarez or Aaron Nola, though?
Mm-hmm.
Lance Lynn's got a pretty good shot. He's got to turn in a good start.
Yeah, I look at, like, with, you know, Gibson and Lynn's, like, upside here, or the perks of having them, is they're not, like, a five-and-dive guy. You know, a dude who pitches five innings, maybe walks a lot, doesn't give up homers, and just punches out a lot of guys. You know, have, like, a typical, like, younger pitcher. They are more than comfortable throwing well a bunch of pitches. Lynn did that earlier this season. If he didn't have two rainouts, he probably would have done it two more times, thrown six or seven innings. If Gibby and Lynn can stay healthy the whole season, I mean, yeah, we'll get 180, 190 innings. Probably get way more if they're keeping their ERA, their, you know, home runs and run mitigation at what it is. You know, we'll get way more than that. Like, to the point of, like, one game or three game, seven games, whichever we want to go with it. We're thinking, like, a three-game playoff series, you know. I think Gray game one and Lance Lynn to try and finish it off, or Lance Lynn to come in for a game three for a pivotal one. Yeah, sure, I'd take that.
Yeah. He just gives me old man John Lackey vibes.
We say that, but he also gave up like four homers in a row against the Diamondbacks last year. But
yeah,
I don't know. You know,
it's water under the bridge.
It's water under the bridge. Beautiful old fuck.
That guy rules. I really want to meet him.
I want him to drink beer on the mound or something. Or, like, I remember when Jose Oquendo one time left, like, peanut butter cookies on the plate for Yachty to grab to eat when he got out there. And, like, I would just love that if, like, you know, some grounds crew goes out and puts, like, a bucket of fried chicken, like, on the mound for him. He goes, just gnarls it.
I'm gonna throw a gristle ball.
Yeah. Be like, you gotta wipe that off. He's like, grr. It's like, Mr. Lynn, you have 13 original herbs and spices all over these fingers. The umpires take his finger and they lick it off for him.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
In his glove, instead of using Spider Tech, he's using cane sauce.
Yeah, his cane. Yeah, he's got honey mustard, and he's got Chick-fil-A dipping in one finger. That's what he got.
Nah, he rules.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a new bobblehead.
You did?
Yeah, it's at the office. It's a Jordan Walker bobblehead.
Whoa.
They were giving that out at Friday's game.
Let's fucking go.
And then I paid the Beaver $30 for it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was she like, haha, I got these bobbleheads.
In so many words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she nicer now?
She has been nicer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking.
I mean, I don't trust it, but she's been nicer.
Yeah. I'll swing by. Be like, how are you doing, Whitney? I heard Josh. I'll start some, like, eighth grade water cooler drama. I heard Josh got weed. Josh smoked weed over his dad's place. They have split custody of him. Josh is a 27-year-old man, Tom.
With a medical card.
With a medical card. I'm like, yeah, but I heard he gets weed and he smokes over at his dad's house.
Yeah, I drive 4 hours to Jersey to smoke weed.
They're like, whoa. He's like, better not test him, dude. He's been smoking so much weed. My youth pastor says you go to hell for that.
No, I did have I went to a 420 party on Saturday.
Nice.
I went to the minus realm, man.
Ooh.
After two hits, because I'm a little baby. No, I sat in a corner of a couch and was just silent around, like, people I really need to, like, get to know better. And I'm just like,
guys, I would love to talk right now, but I have been sent to the chamber.
And it's just like, it's just the hypochondriac coming out in me, because I start panicking about, like, my breathing and Yeah.
What was that time you were at a concert and you were too high that you thought the, what is it, the bass or the speakers were going to give you a heart attack?
I wasn't too high. It was, my Apple Watch went off.
It was like, what's
the fuck? My heart rate was like 190 beats a minute. And I'm like, I'm just standing here. Like, I just took like one gummy beforehand and had a beer. So it wasn't anything crazy.
Man. But my youth pastor says if you take that, you die.
They block cell service at a lot of concerts now. So I couldn't like Google.
Am I going to die?
Yeah. Like anything. It fucking spiraled. And then I came to terms with it. I'm like, if I die watching Green Day perform, pretty good way to die.
And then you're dying and they like notice you like, hey, this guy's fucking dying up here. This guy's, let's play him a song. And they play, what's the shittiest Green Day song?
I'm not gonna say the shittiest. I'll say 21 Guns.
121. They start playing it, like that'll make them feel better.
They start doing a 21 Guns.
We're playing the entire album, Trey. Fucking, he'll love that. What, you don't like it? Fuck you. Don't help him. Let him die.
Just play Boulevard of Broken Dreams. It's my song.
Oh, no. You know what? We're going to play that, but we're going to play it bad. they start playing it left-handed. Turn it around.
I'll still say that was one of the coolest shows. You know, they're just like, hey, does anyone here play guitar? And then they brought a guy up on stage, and he just fucking, like, shredded.
Went ham. Ham bone on it.
Gave him a guitar. Actually, Billy, I want to say, yeah, Billy.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy kissed the guy on the mouth.
That guy's punk. He's a punk rocker. Man, back to back episodes talking about Green Day. Man. Nice.
99 Revolutions tonight.
Should I listen to their new albums?
I don't even know what their new albums are.
I named it after, they went Uno, Dos, Trey.
Did they?
Yeah, that was how they... They had one that maybe come out after that, but from what I read, it was like, oh, they're back. It's like a return to form for them. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever.
Look at their recent albums. Saviors.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
want to suck a big-ass penis.
Father of all motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was in the other one.
And then Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio sucked.
I heard that one blew. They don't strike me as guys that do Revolution.
Oh, yeah, they did do the...
Yeah, Uno, Dos, Trey, Revolution, Father of All Motherfuckers, Saviors. Oh, Saviors, brand new one.
Yeah, I really only listen to, like, you know...
The American Dream is killing me. I'll try and give that a shot. Don't want to be an American idiot. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't want to look at Josh's penis. Dun, 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 dun.
It's so hairy and so fucking girthy.
He's a subterranean mole man. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. He is an homunculus, baby.
Homunculus.
You're fucking homunculus.
You're fucking homunculus.
I'm Lucha. I'm Iggles.
Lucci.
I'm Iggles.
I'm Iggles. I show you, oh wait, did I show you the picture I drew of him as a bug?
Yeah.
I just love to bother him for no reason. I was sending him videos of me driving around a Target parking lot today because I went and exchanged out that fabric softener for actual detergent. So I just started driving in circles in the Target parking lot, just sending him like, send me your fucking all, Lucci, or I'll do 9/11 again.
That was
bugging him at work.
It was very funny. Just me texting you this morning. Also, you realize you bought fabric softener and not detergent, right? Oh, fuck. Goddamn. Jesus Christ. Fucking damn it. Fucking shit. Should have killed myself.
That's how I felt in the moment.
Well, because I saw it and I was like, the light green is usually like fabric softener, but it was in like a normal jug.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, maybe that's like a different like scent or something. I turned around and I'm like, oh no.
No, he grabbed Green Gain, but not the right Green Gain. Yeah. I gotta write this green gang. Powerpuff Girls reference there, y'all. We're cool.
Yeah. Mojo Dojo.
We're having Kelsey Bird on Sunday, so we can probably bounce these references off her.
Does she live in Chicago?
She lives in Chicago. I think she's moving. I guess we'll talk about it. Oh, hell, I don't know. She lived in New York at one point. She's did like musical theater and stuff and fitness. So
interesting. Yeah. We should get Timmy T on.
We should get Timmy T on there. Be like, YouTube theater kids, talk this out.
Yeah.
So me and Josh, we're in Dudes Rock and drink a Coors Light.
I said something about theater kids at that party on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, because your girlfriend is theater kid, right?
Kind of, sort of was. But...
Well, what got her kicked out? She said something cool.
No, I mean, it's just like she's not doing community theater anymore. I mean, do you count a kid who did it in like high school, a theater kid?
I don't know, man. Like I think it's like the aura of it is what it is. Because like I would have been a theater kid. I hang out. Like I make fun of them all the time. Don't get me wrong. But like I hang out with fucking theater kids and
you art Fs,
you know. I wrote a musical. I wrote a musical. You know, like I'm fucking. Trust me, I am loud, brash, and annoying and gay like theater kids. Just I'm a different loud kind of.
You're Stephen Sondheimen.
Stephen
Sondheimen.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Stephen Sond syndrome or something. Like, maybe that's a little too mean, but yeah, I'll go with that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Or I'm, oh, Christ. What was All That Jazz? It was a movie that had Roy Scheider. Fosse. I'm Fosse. Maybe I'm that weirdo.
I don't know. I don't know the reference. Sorry, man.
I know a little bit of it. So, you know, I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm going to sit on my fucking desk.
I hate him.
So I'm going to wrap America off the brink of fascism.
I want that guy to die.
Why?
He's Puerto so annoying. Rican? Also, oh. He was a thorn in Larry's side the entire season he was featured in.
You know, it's show's fiction, right?
No, it's real.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah. You're telling me that BJ Smoove ain't quote tearing that ass up.
Tearing that ass, he ain't lamping out there is what it is. Yeah, no, I keep forgetting Curb Your Enthusiasm is a documentary. It's what it is.
Basically.
It really is. Oh, you're a legend! That's how it always ends, is him screaming or yelling at somebody.
God.
Yeah, that's not your... I have alopecia, you fucking asshole. I didn't know you had alopecia! Look how fucking big and strong my legs are.
Yeah, all them squats.
Little fat jiggle.
Yeah, I walked with our friend Cody today for a little bit.
That's good.
Yeah. Walked around Kappahaw.
Nice.
He's a...
Wait, Rocco?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. I thought about going up there to watch a college game since I didn't have a game today.
There wasn't a game tonight.
They moved it to 3:30.
Oh. Well, it must have finished quick because I was there at 5.
They moved it up because of weather. Weather, they thought.
It was empty as fuck, though, and I got there an hour and a half later. Do college games only take an hour and a half?
Maybe they moved or canceled it, but because I was thinking we're going up there. You and I really should go to...
Catfish games.
Catfish and Red Hawk games, you know? That'd be really fun.
I mean, hey, I'm friends with the pitching coach.
You are?
Yes.
What's his name? What's her name, if you really know her?
It's Bradshaw's brother-in-law.
Oh, nice. He's
a pitching coach for CMO.
Sweet.
And I didn't realize this.
Can they make us coaches, like you and I as bat boys, but we'll call each other fat boys. We just have barbecue sauce on our jersey. We're little aprons. Yeah. Oh man,
fat boys and lat boys, and we just have a lat pulled out the chain. We just do the entire time.
You have like a fucking smoker in the tuck. You put my turn on the pan. We're putting rain.
You know how like Carlos Martinez would throw like cold water at people.
Yeah, that's
we just throw boiling hot barbecue sauce on the people.
And just hit him in the face with a stack of ribs. Rip so good you slap your mama.
But,
oh hell yeah, dude, that would rule.
Did you know?
They would lose every game because of us.
No. This is where I'm going with it. So, okay. You know, they have like the PitchCom. You know, they use that.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
And the catcher doesn't call any of the signs. It's all the pitching coach. He calls every pitch. What he wants the kid to
That's
throw.
Weird. I'm like, they should be old enough to call.
Yeah. Do that but, to pitchers. Yeah. They call it. And I like to think that we could just hack the pitching com or change it to where it just says slurs instead. Like, yeah.
You just look over real angry at the pitching coach.
Throw a wop.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see what I was cooking in the Discord?
I haven't been on the Discord in like weeks.
Pat and I were cooking. We're talking about, he made a joke about a fourth outfielder just being I can't remember what's up, just being Chinese. And we just went on a tangent about how the fourth outfielder is a Chinese guy who is not a baseball player that the Cardinals just kidnapped him from China. He has no idea what's going on. And the CCP is like, give us back our guy. The DeWitt's refuse to negotiate. The PLA have to invade. And how, and I think the thing that tickled me was talking about like, the Cardinals developmental system is not about developing hitters. It's when you send a guy down, recall him back. He's Chinese now. The development system just turns players into Chinese people. Like Jordan Walker comes back and he's Chinese. It's like, hello, I am Jordan Walker.
Jordan Walker, if he was, he's already they, at,
still same size, yeah. Hitting ability. Yeah. I don't know why that tickled me. It was just, yeah, we got to send you down. I'll be like, I don't want to go down. I'm like, you're, you don't have a say in this.
I put on a.
Ollie's got the fucking Mao Zedong. For the glorious People's Revolution, we are sending you down to AAA Memphis.
To become Chinese.
We're sending you down to re-education. For re-education in AAA Memphis. Oh, man.
I put on, you know how me and Cody are prescription bros?
Mm-hmm.
We put on his glasses today. And you ever put on someone else's glasses and you feel like this is what it's like to see if you were Chinese? Because like everything,
I have not had that thought, but I'll try it. Yeah,
yeah. Here, put on my glasses. Let me put on your glasses.
Are we doing the voice?
No, we're not doing voices.
Okay. Oh yeah, this is what it's like to be Chinese.
Yeah, I feel a little Chinese.
I feel a little Chinese.
Everything is just a little
out. Yeah.
A little different. Mm-hmm. For a little,
yeah, I don't know where we're going with this, yeah, but sure. Yeah,
this fucking Szechuan in my retinas.
Yeah.
But there's those back. I put his on, and then I was like, dude, I feel like I feel like I'm seeing Chinese, and he's like,
I feel like I'm.
And then he's just like, dude, you look Chinese. I was like, what? and then I looked at myself, and I'm like, I'm this close to just doing like the hero from Heroes thing.
Oh no. I you know? Did it. I think I'm, you know that, what's that song? I think I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Do 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 do.
That, but it sounds like a song by Cake, just like a funky bass line.
No, I think it's. Oh man, it's who was turning Japanese by the Vapors. Yeah,
easy peasy Japanesey.
Or actually, no, if you do it, you should do it's, I think, an Iggy Pop song or David Bowie, one or the other. Be like, my China girl, whenever you, like, put on those glasses. And it's appropriate. They're not doing voices. It's just songs. Okay, the turning Japanese one, I've always kind of thought that song's a little weird. But, like, Iggy Pop being in love with his Asian girlfriend is not weird. So you can do that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll keep that in mind for future.
Yeah, you're not going to, are you? You're not going to be like, my little China girl.
It's already out of my mind.
I'm going to sing it to you while you sleep every night just to where.
You're going to cuddle. How are you going to sleep?
Oh, well, I'm not going to cuddle. I'm just going to hover. I'm going to perch over like a little bat. Sing Iggy Pop to you.
You're just hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. channel my inner Nick qualities there. Mm. My little goblin. I'm going goblin mode. What else in baseball? Mike Trout's awesome as 10th homer, but only 13 RBIs.
Thomas is going to the IL,
mm-hmm.
which sucks because I have him in both fantasy leagues. Because I was like, damn, he hit 28 home runs last year. That's way more than I thought he did.
I want to feel bad, but I lost Strider. So, you know.
Strider. How Aragorn. Could you do this? Aragorn, suck my dick.
Terms of where we are last year, we're 11-14. Like I said, if we can finish the month like at 500 above or just a couple games under, you know, I think we'll be fine. We have the Mets coming to town, which I'm wow. Okay, young man.
No, it's obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm dreading. We're going to see the Mets, which. Anytime we play them, that fucking fan base always finds one or two jokes, mainly from me, and then I have to engage with Mets fans for 2 or 3 days. So I'm sure we're all going to have fun this weekend. Cannot wait.
I'm going to have fun. I'm seeing Greta Van Fleet on Saturday.
And you're going to get some gas,
I don't
remember?
Know. I don't know. I'm
going to get
I'm
some gas.
I was actually hoping she would call me and like mid recording, and I was going to put her on and pick her
Hey,
brain.
Can you answer this for me?
Yeah, like, make her so uncomfortable.
I take up. I hate you.
I was like, she said she loved me. This means I can really test those limits now.
Again.
Yeah.
You need to, when you love someone, folks, you need to love them hard, okay? Don't be content. You got to be weird around them, too.
Also, none of her friends agree with me that cats are either aliens or they're Chinese.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That the Chinese part, they didn't agree with that.
Well,
even I hold to that.
She actually changed it to Asian. I was like, no, it's specifically Chinese. I corrected her.
This is a Chinese heavy episode, folks.
China.
This cat's from China.
But I mean, she.
Well, they say they're perfect little angels or whatever.
Well, they were just like, what? What does that even mean? I was like, look at him.
Cats are invasive species.
And then this guy had two cats, and I was like, Chinese, alien. Like, it's like that episode. It's like that episode of American Dad where the son is able to tell like female chicks apart from boy chicks at some like factory, and he's just like, that's a girl, that's a boy, and they're like amazed that he's able to do that.
I like to imagine like you're onto something with it. You're like alien, and the cat's like trying to hide like little alien ears, and Chinese, and the cat's just wearing big frame glasses and wearing pants really high.
I mean, really, it just comes down to like, does this cat look wise or does he just look kind of weird?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know which one applies to who.
Wise is Chinese.
It's clearly alien. Yeah. And then we.
An alien is just, you're not from this galaxy. Like, Biscuit's an alien.
Yeah, Biscuit's an invasive species.
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah, she's a terrorist, dude.
I want you to try out my heating pad, see if it catches fire since I washed it.
This cat took a dump on his fucking heating pad. So,
as I was eating right next to it and just moved the bag and was like, what the fuck?
And she was staying in the room until she saw that he saw it. Because then, you know, like you looked up and she was there. She was just sitting. She's like,
God. Milo's such a better cat.
I have yet to meet Milo, so I don't have an opinion of him. Bring Milo down. He can learn a thing or two from Biscuit.
Like, yeah.
Not shitting where he shouldn't shit. It was so funny. Poop's what did Frank Randall say in It's Always Sunny, Josh? Poop is funny. Because poop is, who pooped in the bed? Because poop is funny. I put it there. Frank Reynolds.
That's not really a thing you can do with cats. You can't be like, I'm taking my cat here for the weekend.
Yeah, no, you.
Because like,
well, you can travel. It's just they'll hide. It's just like introducing other cats. They ain't like dogs where they're like, what is this? And they sniff each other. And like, they may not like it, but if you like command them, be like, stop. They'll be like, okay.
Yeah,
like cats
know,
be like,
but then you gotta like bring down like the litter box because cat's not gonna probably use a litter box of another cat.
Oh, they're super territorial is the thing. Like, you know, like if I ever got like a second cat or anything, you know, there's the process of like
we
integrating.
We wouldn't be roommates anymore.
Yeah, no. But like, you know, if I got a second cat, so you know, the way you integrate them is you put the other cat in a room. So like, I would, you know, say you were dead. I would put that other cat in this room, put like the litter and all that, and then I would feed them at the same time with the door closed, you know, on the other side, so they can smell each other and attribute their each other's scent through food, which they like. You know, it's something they recommend. Then you put like those fucking like toddler gates where they see each other and they realize they're not going to kill each other. You know, some people just get a cat and throw it in and be like, go fight and figure it out. Like, nah, I mean, there's a process. Same with, like, dogs, too. So, not dog to dog, like, dog. Cats are the problem in this, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Fucking cats.
Fucking cats.
What are we at time-wise?
Too long.
Coming up on an hour.
We're only going to talk to Kelsey Bird for 5 minutes. But what's up? Goodbye. Guitar solo.
Now you're gonna scare her off, and I'm just gonna be like, "Hey,
sorry,
someone you're friends with hates us, but hey."
I listen to every one of your episodes. Yeah. I have found your social. I sound like Jigsaw. Hello, I want to play a game.
Fuck, marry, kill.
I gotta put in the Discord what questions they want asked on it, because it's, you know, figure we just do a vibes check. Be like, what about these Cardinals? What do you do? Just typical stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite grocery store chain?
Do you have those in Chicago? Fox News tells me you live.
Or do you
live in the Middle East and Fox News?
Or do you just go to the bodega? Those are a New York thing. Well. Do you go there to?
You live in Chirac. Is it different than regular?
Chirac. I've never heard Chicago called that before.
What?
Never heard Chicago called Chirac.
It was called that during height of it was like a late 2010s murder spree because Spike Lee made a film.
Tommy Manuel's era?
I think. Spike Lee made a film called Chirac, which he took like this old, like, I think it was a Greek myth about how all the women were like, we're not going to fuck until you got all the wives of these soldiers were like, we're not going to fuck you till you guys stop fighting. And so he made like an interpretation of that, but in Chicago amongst gangs. Yeah.
So Spike Lee was having intercourse with gangs, but was like, you can't have this ass.
I think the thing said, I think the tagline for the film was, no peace, no peace.
Ooh.
You can't get along, no piece of ass. Am I right?
You can't get along, you don't get the schlong.
You can, yeah. Because it's the women that's the all these female gang members fighting each other, shooting each other, and all these guys, all these fellas, we just want to grill and watch the game.
You can't abide, I'm not using Astroglide.
No, you can't get along, there's no dong.
Ooh, okay. That's another good one.
Hoo-ah, she moves in mysterious ways.
Oh, God, I'm having a leg cramp. Okay.
Josh is dying. Is it back cramped?
I just twisted my calf in a weird way, and it was like, we're seizing.
We're going to die. I was told to be worried about Francisco Lindor, but he's still kind of cold. Jan 6 Nimmo has a bunch of RBIs. I mean, I guess I don't know how the Mets are a game over 500, really, but I mean, I don't know.
It's that Harrison Beta they got in the outfield.
It's that Jose Quintana. Severino has been great, which we could have got, but we didn't take a chance on. So.
Oh, man. The front office could use a big, good lesson from ABBA.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
Take a chance on Waterloo. I saw there was a sparkling water at Target.
Songs.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
There's two. I saw there was sparkling water at Target today, and it had the best name. It was just called Waterloo. I'm like, ah.
Oh. How do you feel that you won the war?
Waterloo! I was just thinking Josh was a Jew.
Your song on that would be called Water Poop.
Watery Poop. Promise to flush you forevermore. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Yeah. How do you deal with having this much diarrhea? Because last week nearly killed me.
I don't have this much diarrhea.
Yeah, I guess you didn't. Yeah, you don't go 13 times a day.
Yeah, no. I shit probably 2 to 3. Sometimes 1, sometimes twice.
You've got the IBS thing, though, where it's right after you eat where you have to shit.
Yeah, yeah. I usually shit once in the morning and then once in the evening. Or if I, like, go get something to eat for lunch. So, like, I took a morning shit and that was it today.
Yeah, they should have, like, instead of the morning after pill, a morning after shit.
Okay.
That's the entire thought.
Take the pill and it makes you feel better after your shit?
No, there's no does pill.
Does it instigate you the dumping?
You just flush that fucking fetus down the drain.
Okay, I think I get okay.
Yeah.
The morning after, okay. So the
pill. So maybe you do take a pill, but it
makes you give her to a stillborn child. All right, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
The morning. Planned Parenthood's got up their games.
The morning after shit.
Morning after shit. Okay. Okay, like we gotta stay on this. Morning after pill is saying the morning after sex you take a pill to kill a baby or fetus.
Or so you, yeah. Well, it makes it so you.
A morning after shit would just mean I had some awesome sex and I need to take a victory dump at 6 a.m.
No. See, I think there is a pill involved in the morning after shit, but it's not the morning after pill.
Be a suppository?
No, because shit implies it's going out, not coming in.
Okay.
So you take the pill, and what it does to the baby's physiology is it grows it in such a way so quickly and advanced that it is able to bypass tracks of your abdomen and hop into your colon and shit it out.
Cool. So it kills you.
It's no, I mean like it would go to like, oh, this is like a 2-month-old fetus. So it'd be like a fucking frog.
Yeah, no, I mean, considering that those pipes don't intermingle at all, this creature is going to have to punch its way through to your digestive.
It just does. It does like the
come out of your ass.
It does like the Interstellar thing. It's just banging on the walls.
Yes.
Murph, come on, Murph. Come on, Murph. Murph, you got to shit me out. Okay, yeah, no, we can make that. We can find somebody to give us,
I mean, hey, doctors,
$10-15 million to research that and develop it.
Doctors came up, I mean, the government will do it, and we can charge so much money. Would you rather take the morning after pill, or would it sound kind of cool to grow this
pill,
this
growth,
zygote dramatically, and then it will crush into your colon and you will shit it out?
What if we told you
within 45 minutes of taking it?
What if we told you could weaponize this and give this to the Ukrainians to use against the Russians? You're like, okay, you have our attention.
Hey,
hell yeah, dude.
I kind of forget that war is still going on.
Yeah, I know, it's bad. We did approve $60 billion and funding, so they're about to get some more toys to shit on Russians with. So
I hope they get like Rubik's cubes, but they're bombs. So they not only make the smartest Ukrainian soldier just off a fresh big bowl of borscht. But
a big cup of sludge. Wake up, fellas. Gotta get to the sludge line. Woo! Got some ditch water right here.
Fucking hell. Or like a slinky.
Yeah.
Doubles as like a rocket launcher.
Okay.
Yeah. Guns can be toys.
Yeah, I know. We sell toy guns to kids all the time. That's true. Not me and you, but you know.
I mean.
Everything is kind of fucked up. How many toys out there that are just gun. Like it's gun-esque, a gun, you know. They're like, wow, we have an issue with kids with guns.
What if we get the action figures from Tiny Soldiers? The Gorgons.
The Gorgons?
Well, yeah, what if we unite the Gorgons?
Which is I. It is I, Gorgon Freeman. Tommy Lee Jones to reprise his role. Like, I'm going to fuck you, Gorgons, until you die. I can't do a Tommy Lee Jones one unless I'm doing Fugitive. I don't care. It's the only one I can come remotely close on. He's got the best voice, man. I envy not being able to do that. Him and Gene Hackman. Those are two voices I wish I could do at will.
Well, you can do Michael Douglas. So that's good.
Instead, I could do gay actor Michael Douglas.
I've never played gay before.
I never played.
That's something he actually said. Talking about doing Liberace in the Candelabra movie. Yeah,
I ate so much pussy it gave me cancer. I've
never played gay before.
He rules. He's a great actor.
Do you have any tips on playing gay?
Yeah. Well, the love and affection you have for, you know, a woman, Michael.
I don't have that for Matt Damon's pussy.
You now have that for Matt Damon.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't sound
okay,
right.
Okay, your wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Okay.
That's my wife?
That's your wife.
I, Michael Douglas, am just now learning that I'm married to
It sounds
Catherine
like you're
Zeta
lucid
Jones.
For the first time in a while, Michael. But your wife, who you have children with, the feelings you have for her to make you...
Wait, backtrack. I have children?
You have children with her.
With Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice.
And that's the Kaminsky method.
Yeah. So everything that went into that for you to make kids with her, you have a reaction like that for Matt Damon.
So I just jizz and Matt Damon?
Sure, yeah. Think of Matt Damon's bussy? Sure, Michael. Sure. Yes, that's how it... Jesus fucking Christ. We just tell him you love him. Oh, God, there's the character. A very clueless, super hetero actor is like, how do I play gay? And he just overkills it. Yeah, I mean, you just love the character we wrote for you. Oh, but how? The Bible's pretty clear about that.
God.
We're not, you're an actor, you're a character.
Also, reminder, we're allies, folks. And I think we're just bored, so we're just cooking up these half-baked bits that are lackluster tonight.
I don't know, I think they're good. I think they have a lot to offer. I think they say a lot about the society we live in.
Yeah.
So.
Tom, I think it's time we call it.
I think it is, too.
Let's see. Who are our crumble champs?
This week?
Yes.
Lindsay Hill spilled something about Mike Clevengers, talking about how he was trying to find someone to kill the people that stabbed Tommy Pham. So that was... That made me laugh.
I forgot that Tommy Pham was stabbed, first of all.
He got stabbed when he played for the Padres.
My crumble champ is going to be Brooks Gate, because they did a study and figured out which players have the biggest heads.
Oh, yeah, you sent that to Nick, because Nick is a neck guy when it comes to steroids.
Jose Alvarado has the largest head. You want to guess number two?
Lance Lynn.
Rowdy Tellez. Lance Lynn's on the list. Who's number three?
Vogelbach?
He's also on the list, but it's
Vlad?
Emmanuel Rivera. Number four is David Bednar.
That's surprising.
Number five is a surprising one, simply because his face is more long than it is like thick.
Judge?
No, Salvador Perez.
Salvi, huh?
Okay. Vogelbach is six.
Mm-hmm.
God, he looks like a fucking bulldog. Like, I mean, he makes me want to drink some fucking root beer right now, just looking at that face.
Yeah, no, he looks like someone we would put in the closet.
Okay. All right, that's enough out of you, mister. I have turned over a new leaf. I'm a better person than you. Then we got Marcel, Orzuna, Lynn.
He's bloated.
Anthony Rizzo. Yeah. O'Neal Cruz, mostly from the...
Lynn's head was bigger till the concussions.
Yeah.
Or Lynn, Rizzo. Yeah.
He, O'Neal Cruz is 10.
He's just huge in general.
I think after he killed those people while drunk driving, he just added more of their head to his head.
Who did?
O'Neal Cruz.
Really? He killed someone drunk driving?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, when he was a minor leaguer.
No fucking shit. How have I not learned this?
Yeah.
Because I'm mean.
He was like he was definitely impaired while driving, but the people were like driving like a moped or something, and they I think they did something stupid that did not help the situation.
Cruz was involved in a deadly vehicle crash on the DR in which three people were killed. The accident occurred when his Jeep collided with a motorcycle carrying the three deceased. Oh my God.
Yeah, also, who has three fucking people? I mean, on a motorcycle.
I mean, I've been on the internet a lot. Yeah.
O'Neal Cruz is just an encephalopod at this point.
Encephalopod.
DJ Stewart and Iniel De Los Santos. I think I said that right.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, those are my crumble champs. My big head brethren. I wore a 7 3/4 hat. I'm with them.
Yep. Double the head, double the bread, double the head, baby. Yeah,
right.
Patrons.
We got Nick.
Good choice.
We got Alex.
Not bad.
We got James.
Pretty good.
We got Jeff.
Our favorite.
We got Cran.
Lover.
We got Bravo.
Got him.
We got Richie.
Mm-hmm.
We got Pat.
Boo.
Yeah, fuck you, Pat. Even though I think Pat's trying to fuck me. He liked a bunch of my tweets today.
Last one. He's been with us since like day one, man.
Yeah.
Oakland brother.
It's another brother. It's another J name.
No.
You already Tyler.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Come on, dog.
They came to me.
Close it out.
Who's your crumble champ?
I said it was Lindsay Hill. I guess I could pick a different one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, the stupid umpire who threw out Aaron Boone.
Hunter Wendell said that was funny. Yeah. Oh, no, it's Foghorn Leghorn. Someone shared a sketch of him, and I've been watching Foghorn Leghorn clips all day. I've been fucking dying. I was like, God, this has aged well. And it's just like the simple facet of like, the best cartoon characters are insufferable, annoying characters. And I'm like, yeah, and that's a great formula every step of the way.
So your official answer is Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn. I say, boy.
I'll say I'm just a big old chicken.
Big old chicken.
Oh, we go make up that gumbo.
Oh, what did I send to the group was, and I guess this threw me down this because that meme I found of Foghorn Leghorn whispering to George Bush that a tower hit. I say a dang old plane hit the North. It's the second plane, boy. I was like, I don't know why, but I just love imagining Josh in a chicken outfit being Foghorn Leghorn here.
That'll be the next collab. Tyler just has to buy a chicken outfit to go along with the horse.
Josh Horn, Tom Legson.
You're fucking dead, Nick Scarpacci. Shoots gun.
Shoots gun.
Oh, God.
All right. Who we
did the crumble? Who are we?
Wait, we're playing the Mets next.
Yeah, fuck the Mets. Fuck the Mets.
Hope their bridges fall.
Fuck you, Daryl Strawberry.